it's important to understand that with this attack, Al-Shabaab, I believe, is signaling a real change in strategy. Throughout their history, they've been a big tent movement. Their origins in Somalia were as a nationalist uprising against the Ethiopian and African Union troops. They were dedicated to overthrowing a Western-backed government. And for that reason, they had a real populist set of objectives for a long time. And I think what's happened as Al-Shabaab has lost territory in Somalia is that they no longer have a reason to pursue populist objectives. They're really a pure terrorist group at this point. They don't control territory. They don't have to worry about governing. They don't have to worry about coexisting with Somalia's clans or whether or not to allow humanitarian relief. They really are just an organization that's dedicated to terror. And I don't think that even the Westgate attack signaled that as clearly as this attack did on Garissa University College.
Now, they had been linked with Al-Qaeda. They now seem to be leaning toward Islamic State. Is it passé to be affiliated with Al-Qaeda if you're a terrorist group?
You know, my sense of Al-Shabaab over the years is that they'd be happy to take money and resources and weapons and trainings from just about anyone. So I think that if the Al-Qaeda connection were still strong and viable, they would probably be happy to stick with it. But I get the sense, it's a little bit out of my area of expertise since I'm an Africanist, but I do get the sense that the Islamic State is ascendant and Al-Qaeda's star is fading. And I suspect that the Islamic State has more to offer to Al-Shabaab than Al-Qaeda does at this stage.
So we know that there are troops in Somalia, AU troops, Kenyan troops, trying to track down Al-Shabaab and do away with them. But as we see in these attacks, Al-Shabaab survives. What can be done, in your view, to either control or defeat this group?
You know, it's really unfortunate, I think, that over the years, the U.S. chose not to engage with Al-Shabaab inside Somalia, because although President Obama and others are fond of calling Somalia a success, I don't see the success there. You know, Al-Shabaab used to have two factions, essentially. One was a group of clan leaders who opposed the government, and the other was a smaller group of the sort of foreign-oriented terrorist types. Well, the foreign-oriented terrorists have gone to Kenya, where they're wreaking terrible havoc on the population. And the clan leaders who were alienated from the government in Somalia are still alienated from the government. They might not be formally part of Al-Shabaab, but they're still roaming around, I think, ready to continue their destabilizing efforts or their efforts to find a different political dispensation in Somalia than the one backed by the West. In Kenya, I think Al-Shabaab is going to be much harder to root out than it was in Somalia because the politics are more complicated. It's easier for Al-Shabaab operatives to hide in a sense. You know, Kenya has a lot more foreigners in it. Somalia has been so isolated that when you got foreign people traveling through there, it was quite easy to identify them. The Kenya security situation is terrible. It's awful. The Kenyan security forces have been so brutal. They've really done so much, I think, to reinforce Al-Shabaab's message of radicalization. In order to defeat them, you really need a wholesale reform of the security services. More than anything, you need the public to feel that if they have information about a strange person walking around in their communities or a son or a brother or a cousin who's suddenly gone missing, possibly to go and fight with Al-Shabaab, they have to feel safe providing that information. When you're talking about a low-level guerrilla insurgency, it's all about how safe people feel to communicate intelligence to the police and to the intelligence services. And right now, no one feels safe at all. So I really don't see how progress can be made against Al-Shabaab.
Now, the U.S. is conducting drone strikes in Somalia against Al-Shabaab. Should it be doing something else?
Well, the drone strikes are good as far as they go. But Al-Shabaab has proven time and time again that Shabaab can't really be decapitated. Every time we turn around, there's a new high-value target whose name hasn't really been circulating that much. So there seems to be an almost endless flow of expertise to Somalia from various quarters, most of them for Al-Qaeda linkages. I'm not confident that with drone strikes you can really end the problem. You can very slowly degrade Al-Shabaab's capabilities, but they seem to be constantly replenished. And we have to bear in mind that Al-Shabaab controlled territory in Somalia for so long, had so many training camps, had so many people indoctrinated, had such a flow of expertise, that they really have a deep well of experience that they're drawing on at this point. There has to be a political framework to resolve the problem, and there isn't one. In Kenya, in Somalia, in northern Nigeria, it's all the pointy end of the stick. We're attacking these guys, we're fighting them, but there needs to be a way to start resolving their grievances, to start engaging with the youth who are populating these movements and finding more constructive pathways for them to start working on their problems. And there's really no effort to do that. And until there is, maybe you have a small success in one hamlet, but they're just going to pop up somewhere else. And you might prevent a suicide bombing in one town, but there's going to be another one 2 hours later somewhere else. So with the rise of Boko Haram and now with Al-Shabaab's sort of new mode of operating in Kenya, I'm more and more concerned that we are coming up with a sort of authentically African jihadist narrative and jihadist movement. And I think it's a really frightening development.